Okay, and back we are with our last guest for this episode of the GM Report to the Listeners. I'm Steve DiCostanzo from WPKN Radio. We're a community radio station, nonprofit, 55-year tradition of being on the cutting edge of things. And I wanted to bring in our last and final guest, Allison Wysota, who is the executive director of Adams House, a nonprofit in Shelton. And we have not talked before, so
no.
I'm glad that you could come in.
Thanks
and
for having me.
Yeah, and talk a little bit about Adams House since you founded it, and tell us a little bit about the mission and why you created it.
Sure. So Adams House, our mission is that any child and family looking for grief support following the death of a loved one should get it. Insurance should not impede the chance to get support. So we offer peer-to-peer grief support for children ages 5 through 18. The parents remain on site, so they get support as well. But we have three different groups, and so kids are broken down into littles, middles, and teens.
Mm-hmm.
And I founded it because 7 years ago, my husband Adam passed away unexpectedly. My sons were 11, 16, and 21 at the time. Mm-hmm. They all grieved really differently, and the one piece that they really struggled with was they wanted to talk to other kids that were
right.
going through what they were going through and get support from their peer group and
mm-hmm.
know that how they were feeling could be validated by those peers.
You've come up with some sort of a multi-week journey, it's called, a grief journey,
right.
called Helping Hearts Heal.
Correct.
And is that something that you helped to put together, or how is that constructed?
So in my search for finding services for my children, and most services were very therapy-oriented, I came across actually an organization called Olivia's House in York, mm-hmm. Pennsylvania. And when I went to meet with her, I just fell in love with the program she developed. Her name's Leslie Delp, and she became this wonderful mentor mm-hmm. of mine. And she, kind of walked me every step of the way. She's like, I'll help you bring this to Connecticut because you're going to help kids that I can't
sure.
reach. So she developed this program. This program has been around for 20 years, and Adams House is bringing it to the children of Connecticut.
Right. Well, good for you. It's sounds like an amazing place, really, because you restored a house as well in Shelton.
Yes, and then that was important for us as well. We didn't want these children to feel like something was wrong with them because they were getting support.
Mm-hmm.
So the house is very comfortable, and the rooms are painted in different themes, and we have this beautiful kitchen. And so every program night starts with a meal, and one of the things that we really kind of hope to create is a sense of community and a community for these families going through a very difficult time.
Mm. Well, again, it's called Adams House, and it's located in Shelton, Connecticut. And what's the a good place for information? Obviously, maybe you could tell us what the website is.
Sure. Yeah. All
visit.
Our information is located at adamshouse.ct.org.
Mm-hmm. One of our volunteers was here today when I was talking to her this morning. And I mentioned that you were going to be coming in.
Yeah.
She mentioned that her mother had actually set up a similar house in Tampa, Florida.
Oh,
and now you
really?
mentioned the house that was in
Pennsylvania. Yes.
So I guess there are houses like this around the country
sure.
that are kind of personally created out of the grieving process.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
We're realizing...
So there's a whole network of them.
Yeah,
perhaps.
So National Alliance for Grieving Children, there's
okay.
a list across the country.
Mm.
So even if you might have family not in Connecticut, you can kind of go on their website, you can look up other organizations. But, we're realizing that, the same feelings that we feel as adults, the children are struggling with too. And, children grieve through playing. So we as adults might look at them and they look fine, but they're really struggling, with those thoughts, and they really need a place to kind of talk and connect and process their loss.
Well, thank you for the great work that you're doing there in Shelton with Adams House.
Thank you.
And again, we're talking with Allison Wysota, who is the executive director and founder of this nonprofit And thank you for coming in to the studios. And I think we're going to record a PSA for your organization.
Terrific.
So that we can run that here on a complimentary basis, because
so nice.
we like to offer opportunities for nonprofits to tell their story as well. So thank you for coming in, and that will do it for this month's GM Report to the Listener.